Hello everyone, good evening, morning, afternoon, whatever time of the day it is where you're listening from. Welcome once again to Setters in Lebanon. We're so excited to have you here. Welcome, 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 welcome. Before you continue listening, now would be a very good time to share this episode. Now would be a very good time to follow. Now would be a very good time to subscribe. Now would be a very good time to, you know, just tell someone about Setters in Lebanon. Yeah. So now to the crux of the matter. Today's episode is one that is very special and very dear to me, and I hope many other people out there. Title of today's episode, This Best Friend. I'm sure you're probably wondering which best friend. Which best friend? But yes, This Best Friend is the title of the episode. And I have with me here a very, very special anointed fireful woman of God here recording with us. And her name is Jane, and I'm so excited that you get to meet her. Yeah. So hi, Sister Jane.
Hi, gracious.
Welcome to Setters in Lebanon. Thank Please, if you could so tell much. Us about yourself, who is Jane?
Okay, well, I don't have so much to say. But firstly, thank you so much for having me. Such an honor to be here.
Thank God.
I mean, I'm really glad to be here.
We're also very humbled to have you here.
Okay, so like she said already, my name is Jane. I'm from Zimbabwe, and I'm a medical student currently studying at the National Research Medical University here in Russia, Moscow. And I'm in my third year doing medicine, like I already mentioned. Mm. Yeah, basically. That's a short introduction of one.
Yeah, and she's a woman. I know she will not say this. She will not say this one, but I'll help her say it. She's a woman of God. She's a woman of prayer. A woman of the word. Like, I've been very privileged to have conversations with her or see her life even from a distance, and I know that she's made of. What's that? She has substance. A woman of substance and grace. Yeah. So yeah. Today's episode, This Best Friend, is about someone that many of us, hopefully, and if you haven't already met him, you have the opportunity to meet him by God's grace after this episode. And many of us have him. But it's very easy to, you know, continue our lives and continue our days forgetting that he's actually there. So hopefully this episode is just a reminder for someone and a reassurance for others too, that, you know, he is right there and his name is no other, and he's here with us, of course. I feel like we should give him a round of applause. Yeah, and his name is the Holy Spirit. He is our friend, your friend. He's our helper. Indeed. And I am already going on myself. But yes, okay, so first of all, who is the Holy Spirit? I think it's best to answer this question personally. As I said, who is the Holy Spirit to you? Because it's, yeah. So who is the Holy Spirit to you?
You know, it's actually, when you come to think of it, when someone asks you, like, who is this person and who is this person to you? I mean, it's a different question altogether, because who is this person to you is like, what have you come to experience with this person? Okay, so for me personally, I mean, there is so much that I've come to learn about the Holy Spirit that I really didn't know about. And it was until, like, situations in life came, you know, that, I mean, put me in that place where, which actually allowed me to see that he actually exists in this form. He actually can be this.
Yeah.
So to me, I mean, I think it's actually interesting that the title today is This Best Friend. Yeah. Because with all honesty, when it comes to the Holy Spirit, I think for me, one of the greatest thing that he is to me is he is a friend.
Mm.
You know, I've always been this person who has not always been so good at opening up to people. It has always been a bit difficult with me. I mean, I would try. Well, it was like a weakness to some extent. But I'm always grateful to God because he used that weakness so that I could see his friendship aspect of him. So, I mean, the fact that you can't open up to people doesn't mean that things won't happen in life. So, I mean, situations would come, things would happen. And then until I realized that each time I find myself in such a place, there's always someone I can actually talk to. And the best part of it was the fact that I could actually go there, speak to him, and come out a different person. Like maybe I was burdened, I was hurt, something was going on. I actually talked to him and he gave me counsel. He comforted me. I actually feel better. It's like I was talking to someone. So, I mean, that's one of the greatest thing for me that I can say about the Holy Spirit, him being a friend.
The Holy Spirit is a friend. I think that many of us can relate to that friendship with the Holy Spirit. I think for me, it actually took a while because I knew that I had the Holy Spirit, but I didn't know the friendship dimension
Aspect
of
of
him
him, that's
because
true.
I mean, I didn't even talk to the Holy Spirit the way I would, just talk to the Holy Spirit. It was always like I was, praying very religious prayers and living like a very one way religious kind of life until one day it was like I was praying and then it was like he was just like, "Precious, you have to be honest with me." Sometimes you don't even realize that I'm going to him in such a way that I want him to see me instead of how I am, right? And so he was just like, "Precious, at some point you have to be honest with me." And I was like, "Honest? You know all things. Do you want me to be honest with you? What do you mean honest with you?" But I actually had to sit down and actually check my heart and come to the conclusion that truly I was not being honest with the Lord. Like he wants to hear it from me. I don't know how to explain it. He wants to actually be that friend. He wants to. He wants you to go to him like, "Holy
To
Spirit,
open
you
up
want to
to
open up to
him.
him. Thank you." He wants that to really that friendship, that relationship that you can go to him like, "Holy Spirit, you will not believe the day
I
I've had." You will not believe, or you will not believe what happened today, my God. And he's like, "Tell me what happened."
That's so true. Yeah, because it allows us to see him more as a person
Yes,
and not as an it.
exactly.
Because even
Thank
the question is
you.
like, who
Who
is
is
he,
he?
not
Not
what?
what is Jesus. Yes, that's so true. So true. So I think that's just that relationship and that closeness and just seeing him as a person would
That's
allow you
true.
to come to that conclusion that the Holy Spirit can be my friend. In fact, he is my friend and he
That's
is.
true.
There are many other things that the Bible calls the Holy Spirit apart from being a friend, but I honestly believe that they stem from him being your friend. You can't go to someone that I can't tell you to help me if I don't know you
That's
or you've not
true.
spoken. I mean, we don't talk to each other. I really cannot approach you for help. It's someone that you trust and you know that will be able to guide you and you will listen. I mean, the Bible calls him our guide, our teacher. I cannot allow someone whose credentials I don't know to teach me, right?
That's
And
true.
so all of these things will come from a knowledge of who he is and what he can. Hey, it's deep. It's
Yeah,
deep.
there's so much more.
It's so much more. Thank you. Yeah, so the next so what's his mission? I think this thing is the same. Is this is
Yeah, it's
literally
like, yeah,
it's
it's
all
linked.
yeah,
That's
it's
true.
all linked.
That's true.
Is it for everybody?
I
Funny question to ask, but yes, is it for everybody? Do you think everybody should have the Holy Spirit? Yeah, so do you think the Holy Spirit is for everyone? I mean, that has Christ, or he's just for a certain few that,
Well, I think if we are to say, is he for everyone? I would say yes. But is he in everyone? I would say no. So, I mean, there's a scripture in the book of Ephesians 1, verse 13. And it says that in him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. So, I mean, it reminds us that I mean, to start with, for us to have the Holy Spirit in us, for him to dwell in us, we need to be born again. So is he for everyone? Yes. But is he in everyone? No. Because there is a step before that. Before he can dwell in us, before we can be his temple, we first have to receive Christ, because it is Christ that gives him
to us. I think that that's absolutely so true. Okay, yes. So I think, yes, what you said, oh my God, is absolutely true. You cannot have the Holy Spirit if you cannot receive Christ. It's important to even first of all know that he's a gentle spirit. The Holy Spirit is not going to force himself on you or force himself on anyone. So if you cannot accept the person who gives him, right? And who's, the Bible even says though that he will glorify the Father and declare things. I mean, Jesus was speaking rather. Did I say he will glorify the Father? Jesus was speaking and he was saying he will glorify me and he will declare things that, he will declare the things that I'm given to you.
Yes.
And so it's just not possible for you to have the Holy Spirit, or rather, yes, to have the Holy Spirit if you have not accepted Christ. I was reading this thing by Charles Forger. He was talking about, the title was Honey in the Mouth. Honey in the Mouth. So he gave this analogy of a flower. So you know, first of all, let's first of all talk about how honey is made. So bees will come pollinate the flower, then they'll go into their what's the thing called,
the beehive
thank you, and they would go and make honeycombs, and then from those honeycombs, that's where you harvest it and then get the honey. So he was explaining the relationship between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and how the Holy Spirit is the honey in the mouth. He was saying that the Father is the flower. I think you cannot get honey from a flower. It's not possible.
That's true.
Really. But the flower has the potential. I mean, it's from the flower that the bees pollinate and are able to make honey. But it has it, but you cannot get it from the Father. So that's where the Son comes in. And he said the Son is the honeycomb. So the Son is that thing that, you know, the bees make, you cannot make a honeycomb. I cannot make a honeycomb. We can't make honeycombs. Only bees have the ability to, make those honeycombs. And so they make it and create it and create it. But we cannot get the honey in our mouth without getting the honeycomb. And the Holy Spirit is that. He's that ladder between the honeycomb and the honey. So he was like, I mean, for you to get honey, you need the Father, obviously. You also need the honeycomb, but you will not be able to do or to get that honey without the Holy Spirit. And he was just explaining I think that's just how much we need him. And it's just, I think for me, I was just like, wow, Jesus.
I think it just brings out how much there's so much we cannot access without him.
Thank you. Yes, exactly. There's so much.
Wow.
God, there's so much in God that we cannot know without the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, I think it comes back to what you said earlier. What the Lord said, like, he's the Spirit of truth and he'll reveal all truth unto you.
Unto you.
Meaning, even as we desire to know him, as we desire to know God, it is the Holy Spirit that actually teaches us what is in the way.
Exactly. Of God. Yes. He's the connection. And it even brings us back to that verse that says, nobody that knows what is in the heart of a man apart from the Spirit that is in the man. And it's the Holy Spirit that knows. And he will cause you to know what is in the heart of the Father. He's so important.
You know, he just reminded me of the scripture, and I think it's John 17, verse 3, that says, for this is eternal life, that you may know God and you may know Christ, like his Son whom he sent. And the fact that you're saying the Holy Spirit is the one that actually helps us to know the Father and to know God. Meaning, if we actually desire eternal life, he's actually the one to help us to attain that. Because this is eternal life, that we may know God.
Him, yes.
So we need him to have eternal life.
Yes, that's so. Oh, that's wholesome. That's so profound, seriously. Yeah. Oh my God. So yes, the Holy Spirit is for everyone, but it's not in everyone until you receive Christ. What else? So how do you know that you're filled with Holy Spirit?
That's a deep question.
What does being filled with the Holy Spirit lead? We hear a lot of me filled with the Holy Spirit. How do you know that you have the Holy Spirit? What is your assurance? Because many times there are no signs.
Oh yeah. Well, okay. I think the first thing that would come to mind is when the disciples were asking Christ, right, how shall we know, like, which ones are the true prophets? When Christ was telling him, was telling them, like, many will come, but I mean, they'll be false. And Jesus was just like, by their fruits.
Yes,
I mean,
true.
Yeah. So it just brings us back to that, to the fact that the Holy Spirit himself, the Bible actually tells us in Galatians 5 that they are what we call the fruits of the Spirit.
Yeah.
So that means one of the ways that we can actually know that we have him is by seeing his fruits in us. And the Bible also reminds us that, like, I mean, we're still in, I mean, in a body, right? And that the flesh, it wrestles against the Spirit. So the fact that you see yourself, like having something in you that wrestles against the desires of the flesh, shows you that the Spirit is actually in you and is speaking in you.
That's very true. That's so true. I've actually never seen it that way, that the fact that you wrestle against, or rather the fact that you see that there's opposition against the flesh is proof that you have the Spirit. Hi. That's very deep. Thank you, Ma. So yes. Okay, now I don't know. But yes, I wanted to ask, there was once this story I heard, I think it was Bishop Oyedepo that told it. He talked about how the Holy Spirit had been laying on his heart an impression to do something. But he was, you know, shoving it away. He just kept shoving it away, and you know, and then after some time he could not hear the voice of the Holy Spirit again. So in that sort of situation, should I say, what would you do? Or what? I don't know. I don't know what my question is. It's possible. I mean, is it? I know it's possible. But like, what to do in such a situation? How to avoid that kind of, you know, situation? Is it possible for the Holy Spirit to actually depart? Actually, that's the question, though. Is it possible for the Holy Spirit to depart?
Well,
from in person for him to leave you. I know that yes, it's possible for his voice to be silenced, that he has seen that you want to do your way. He's a gentle spirit. He's not gonna force you.
He will not
you.
Force himself on you.
But that he will depart, right?
Well, I think I would say that the fact that after you're born again, I mean, you're sealed with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Right? But again, as a temple of God, and God places his Holy Spirit in you, he does it for a reason, right? And the Holy Spirit in us, he has a will. I mean, he's there to guide us, he's there to direct us and everything. And I once heard one preacher saying, the more you listen to him and obey him, the louder his voice becomes. So I think that it can just get to a point that you've been ignoring him so much that, I mean, you no longer hear him at all. I always give this analogy, like, for example, let's say someone today, I mean, someone has never killed a person before. If you give them a gun today and you tell them to kill someone, I mean, they're scared and everything, right? But if they continuously crush that voice in them that tells them that it's wrong, the more that they do that, you realize that at some point they just can do it anyhow. I mean, there's silence, that voice. And so I think even sometimes it's not like generally in our lives, but there can actually be specific areas of our lives that we've silenced the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Like when it comes to this area, he keeps talking, but I'm like, so with time I can't even hear when he's speaking, because I've silenced and silenced and silenced. So the way out in that case, I believe it's to go back to the place of listening to him and obeying. You know, it just reminded me of there's this song that Victoria Orenz is saying, like, I hear your voice and I follow your spirit. And then at some point she stops and she's like, well, someone might be asking, because she says, like, we do not have a choice in this matter. And then she's like, well, someone might be asking me, but, well, yeah, I do have a choice, actually. I can choose to go or not to. And she's like, but to what end? So we actually do not have a choice if we are planning to have the perfect
The
end that God
relationship,
desires
yeah.
for
Oh
us.
my God,
So yeah.
that's so true. That's so true. And what you said about him, you've silenced a particular, you've carried an aspect of your life, and you've actually said,
Yes,
Holy Spirit,
separated it.
every other this thing you can
You're
touch, but
welcome
this
back
one,
here.
just touch, just leave it. This is mine. What did I used to, Jesus, I used to be like that. My God. I didn't even know what particular aspects, but it was just
Yes.
one day, this particular prayer just there bubbling in my spirit. Like, actually, in fact, the way God even showed me was just, or illustrated it to me, it was just like, imagine you have a football field, right? And there are the bleachers. There's the bleacher, there are the players, there's the everything, and and before I enter into your heart or before I enter into your life, I am standing at the door, like I'm standing outside the stadium, right? But once you invite me into the stadium, what you're saying is, sit on the throne of my heart, is take over the whole game. You, what you're going to do is sit down in the bleachers and just watch. But as you're saying, Holy Ghost, take this
Oh
part.
my goodness. That's new for him.
Holy Spirit, take this part, take this part, take this part. What you are doing is you are saying, don't worry, I can be striker. You know this. Don't worry.
Just keep
Just
defense.
keep defense.
I'll manage
I'll manage the
the
rest. Or you're giving me, or you're saying, I can be striker. Oh, don't worry, I'll go keep for you. I said, Precious, sit down on the bleachers. Which one is our goalkeeper? I was like, give me the game, give me the throne of your heart. And I think that's a very important prayer that every single one of us not just pray once, but it's a daily prayer. Like, God, if there's
That's
anything
true.
that is even struggling, not even
That's
have already
true.
sat down, right? But if there's anything that's struggling with the throne of my heart, or you rather your throne in my heart, Father, just let
Just
this
help me.
help me, because it's a daily struggle.
Yeah, I like the fact that you
Seriously.
say that it's a daily like prayer we have to make,
Yeah.
because I think it's easy to actually be in that state and not
And not know,
realize. Yeah,
yes,
it's like
you
it's as if you actually don't know what you're doing. Like
know.
you are in that state, but you don't
You don't
realize.
know,
It'll actually take the Holy Spirit himself to
yes, to
reveal it to
remind you,
you.
and reveal it
Yeah,
to you.
that's
So
true.
because I mean, because of that, you have a lot of Christians who would say something like, they don't, I don't know, I don't want to say they say, because they actually do not say, but it's just something that mindlessly happens, that, oh, the Holy Spirit can influence every part of my life apart from, let's say, my relationship. This
That's so
one's
common.
it's so common, yes. And not just even romantic relationships, even friendships. Some of our friendships, the Holy Spirit is telling you,
That's so
this person,
true.
and you're just like, it's not
I mean,
harmless.
it's just
It's just
friendship.
friendship. And it's like,
We
this
can
person
handle
is like, how handle
it.
it? By this, you're supposed to,
That's so
right?
true.
So it's just very, it's very, I think it's very common. It's very something that everyone needs to check. Which now brings us to grieving of the Holy Spirit. How do you grieve the Holy Spirit? How do you, is it possible? Oh, of course, it's, the Bible says grieve not the Holy Spirit, so we know that it's possible to grieve the Holy Spirit.
That's true.
So how do you grieve the Holy Spirit? How to avoid it? And then in that line, blasphemy against the Holy Spirit.
I would say, I think it connects to what we have been talking about from my own understanding. We mentioned before that the Holy Spirit is a person, right? That means if he's a person, we can please him or we can grieve him. So if he's trying to guide me, he's trying to lead me, he's trying to talk to me, but I keep doing the opposite, I believe that's one of the ways that we can actually be grieving the Spirit. He's trying to lead us, he's trying to show us that he can help us through this. I mean, he's trying to take care of the game, but I want to put him on the
Straight,
bench
yeah,
instead.
or yeah, or put him in the benches, yeah.
So I
That's so
think
true.
basically I would say us not yielding to him when he's trying to lead us and to guide us and to speak to us, to direct us, that's actually one of the ways we could actually be
Grieve
grieving
the Holy
him.
Spirit. I don't remember the scripture that says, grieve not the Holy Spirit. I would have just, just looked at it. But yes, like you said,
Ephesians 4 verse 30.
Ephesians 1:30. I don't know.
Yes. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. And then in brackets it says, but seek to please him, by whom you were sealed and marked, branded as God's own, for the day of redemption, the final deliverance from the consequences of sin.
Yeah.
That's from the Amplified version.
Hi, that's so deep. Yeah. But yes, the Holy Spirit is a person. I think yes, what you said is so true, that you cannot, you will not even know that you're grieving him if you don't see him as a person.
That's true.
So that's, I mean, true. Just the same way you can true. Just the way you can that's annoy true. Or frustrate a person, yes. The same way you can't frustrate him. Because I just think about, like, so many people, y'all so many people's mother, Holy Spirit. I was hearing this, it was Lawrence Oyo.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to, he was talking about his story and how, you know, God had already told him,
mm-hmm.
or he had even received prophecies about, you know, the kind of person and the kind of life that God was leading him to live.
Yes.
And so that, because of the way, and you know, actually, even grieving the Holy Spirit
is
not just not open. Okay, anyway, all of them is still not obeying.
Mm-hmm.
But in that, the way he said it, he was like, the Holy Spirit will be compelling him to pray, fast, labor for your souls.
Yes.
And at some point, he will just stop. You know, like, Holy Spirit, look at the person you at the person you want to help. Holy Spirit, just leave me. Choose another person. Use another person, because I don't think that I'm the person for this job. But then the Holy Spirit will grant grace and grant strength and be like, don't worry, you can do this. You can stand up and just do this. So I think about that and I'm just like, yes, it's very possible to give the Holy Spirit. It's very possible to, you know, as you even said, silencing his voice.
Yes.
That's another way that you can give the Holy Spirit. And, you know, I think also that God treats the Holy Spirit like he's...
Like I feel like God. I get what you want to say before you even say it.
Right. I feel like God is so protective. I feel like Jesus. He's so protective of the Holy Spirit. Like, you are hurting. Because actually, even in blasphemy, okay, I know what we're going, like, even in when he was talking about blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, he said, you may sin against the...
You can blaspheme against the Son. And be forgiven.
And be forgiven. But you touch the Holy Spirit, I'll come for you. It's threatening. Like, you do not do that. Like, so I think that even God and even Jesus Christ, they have... That's God the Father and Jesus Christ. They have such a... He's a... God, Holy Spirit. Gentle, he's such a gentle, loving... Yeah. Even though, of course... Spirit of prayer and he's a mighty rushing wind. In the book of Acts, when he came down, they spoke, that scripture spoke about him as a mighty rushing wind. Mm-hmm. So we know that the Holy Spirit can also have, you know, such, there's a way, he comes in many forms and dimensions, but more than that, he's a person and he's very possible for you to grieve him.
And I also think, like, actually, as carriers of the Holy Spirit, there are times when he's grieving that, you yourself,
you can feel it. Oh my God!
Something like that. Yes. Like, something is literally happening. He shows it to you, or you are in an environment, things are happening. You can literally feel his heart.
Pain. Oh my God!
You can feel his pain in that situation.
So true. So,
and it actually shows us more Jesus, how much more of,
oh my God, what you said. Jesus. Oh my God, that's so true. I didn't want to touch this. But yes, oh my God, that's so true. There was a particular period in my life where I'm sorry, I feel like I told too many stories. But yes, there was a particular period in my life where I would finish from, like, my devotion. Like, I would finish. Okay, then I was not very consistent. Let me just admit it. Yeah. Then I was not as consistent, right? But there was that period, I would finish, like, studying the word or just pray.
Yes.
And then I would just be tears. And I'll be like, I know I'm not crying. This is not normal.
Exactly.
I know it's not me that's crying. So what's happening? And then it would almost be like, then the thoughts would just hit my heart that God, I can't, Holy Spirit, I can't believe that there are people out there who are not, thank you, who don't get to experience this.
Thank you.
I'm just like, I'm in so much pain.
Thank you.
I'm just like, I can't believe there are people out there who don't get to experience this.
You know, even when you mentioned that, right? Like, it actually happens to me sometimes, especially when I'm using the metro. Have you realized how after every minute it comes so head with people.
People, are you like,
I was just looking up like, God, do all these people know you? What do they do when that time comes when they're struggling with something? I know I can run to you, I can cry for you, I can ask you to help me. But what about those people? Are they not missing out on you? Have they come to know you?
Jesus.
I mean, and I literally feel that pain, that burden.
Yeah, so you're just like, God.
I don't know.
Seriously. The Holy Spirit is very important. Very important. You cannot do life without Him. Sometimes I actually think about it, like, who do you cry to?
Thank
who
you.
Do you run to?
I actually was talking to my friend about that, and we mentioned the same thing. Like, how without Him? I think that's why it's just important,
yeah,
for us to take Christ to the nations,
exactly,
to the people.
Exactly. You cannot be okay, I don't know how to explain this, you cannot be okay, like, you cannot be okay with the amount of, and now deception has filled the Bible literally says it's the spirit of truth in a world where there's deception everywhere. When you turn to the left, deception. When you turn to the right, deception. But there's one spirit, the Holy Spirit,
the perfect companion.
My God, yeah, He is the spirit of truth. He's the helper, He's your guide, but more than that, He's your best friend. More than that, He's someone that you can cry to. There was someone I was listening to that said, every daddy has a daddy.
Baby song, I think.
I like
that song.
I love that song. Yes, baby song. So yeah. Yeah. He was like, if you're a daddy and you don't, every daddy has a daddy. You're a daddy and you don't have
someone to cry to.
Like, what's the use?
Mm-hmm.
So yes, every daddy has a daddy. Mm-hmm. Even you that, you know, you feel like you can carry the weight of the world on your shoulders. I promise you, you cannot do it without the Holy Ghost.
That's
and let
true.
This just be,
That's
or
true.
Allow the Holy Spirit through our voices
That's
to just
true.
Be that, to just be that voice,
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, sign. I don't know whether
That's
to say
true.
That sign,
yeah.
that you need Him desperately. And
mm-hmm.
if you have Him and you used to talk to Him, and you know, you've just come to a point where you've, should I say, put Him aside or put Him in a corner. He's still there. He's just waiting for you to beckon on Him. Like we said, the Holy Spirit is a gentle spirit. He's not going to force Himself on you. He's the person that invites Him into their space and into their hearts, that He answers and He comes and He honors that call. So I just think that it's a call to everyone out there. So lastly, before we end, is there any other thing you want to say, add?
Well, what I would say, I don't know if I could get this scripture, but it's in the book of John.
Mm-hmm.
I think John chapter 1, I've forgotten the verse, where the Bible was telling us that, and Christ came into the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his own did not know Him, sort of like they rejected Him.
Uh-huh.
And one time I was listening to Priscilla Shearer, and she mentioned that the greatest sin in the Old Testament was that the people did not know God.
Yes.
The greatest mistake in the New Testament was that they refused to accept Christ. They did not know Christ.
Mm.
And the greatest mistake of our generation would be to refuse to know God, the Holy Spirit. So I don't know, because it's easy for me, or let me say for someone right now, to acknowledge the power and existence of God the Father, of Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Because, I mean, we've read everything.
Yes.
We even look at those people back then, and we'll be like, I mean, it was in Jesus' time. Why did they not all choose to, I mean, try to follow Him and be with Him all the time?
Exactly.
Something like that.
Yes.
But I think
so
it's
true.
Also the same with us in our generation in relation with the Holy Spirit, because she mentioned to say He was the last to be revealed,
but
not the least,
because
He's also God.
Yeah, that's
so,
so true.
Our generation, I think I'll just encourage everyone out there that if you have not really come to have a true personal walk with the Holy Spirit, a relationship, fellowship with Him, it's something that God has blessed us with, and we wouldn't want to miss out on it.
Yeah.
We wouldn't want to miss out on this relationship, this opportunity to actually have God in us and Him manifesting Himself in us, helping us through every stage of life, knowing Him as a friend, as a helper, as a pillar, your strengthener, your comforter, your everything. So, I guess that's just what I'll say. To encourage someone out there.
So if you're out there listening and, you know, you want to just invite the Holy Spirit into your life, or to just, you know, acknowledge the fact that He's there, because many of us have pushed Him aside, or just taking it to mean, I mean, He's just for so purposes, and the rest of the purposes is just I can't do that, right? Or I can't play that striker. Right? Or if you even do have the Holy Spirit and you already converse with Him, you already have a flourishing relationship with the Holy Spirit, there's more. There's so much more. We can never fully exhaust and uncover, or like, till eternity, I will be discovering new things and that's deeper things in Him. So this is just a call out to everyone out there listening. The Holy Spirit wants to know you, and He wants you to get to know Him. He wants you to enter into Him. He wants you to uncover new things in Him, and He wants to teach you. He wants to guide you. He wants to lead you. He wants to be this many things to you. But most of all, He wants to be your friend. He wants to help you know the heart of the Father. He wants to help you see those things that are in Christ. He wants to be the honey in your mouth, right? So, before we go, it's a short prayer, right? For everyone out there who...
Okay, so let's just go before the Lord and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for this time. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your word. Holy Spirit, we thank you because you're the Spirit of truth that teaches us all truth. Thank you for this time that you blessed us with. And even as we have received your word, as you have taught us more about you, we just want to pray that let the seed of your word find good soil in our hearts, and that it may bear fruit in us. Amen. We pray that you may help us to desire to know you more, that you may help us to come to the place of fellowship with you. And we pray, oh Lord, that even as we avail ourselves, as we open ourselves more to you, that you may continue to reveal yourself more to us, and that we may continue to know more and more of you, that we may continue to see deeper things that are in you that we have not yet known. I pray, Lord, even for every person that is listening, that to those that have forgotten the fellowship with the Holy Spirit, that hunger will come again. To those that have not known you, we pray, oh God, that you also plant a desire in their hearts, even to know you more and to desire you. We thank you, Lord, even for this time. We exalt your holy name. Holy Spirit, we thank you. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray.
Amen. So if you've listened up until this point, congratulations, and thank you so much for listening. And thank you so much, Jean, once again for being here.
Thank you so much. You're definitely going to come
here. So see you, everyone. See you next week, same time, same place, same pod, same name. Thank you so much, Tedaz and Lebanon. It was so great to have you guys here listening. I really do appreciate every single one of you. And I pray that, you know, as you go, the Holy Spirit goes with you.
Amen.
And, you know, He gives you grace to keep pressing and keep knowing Him more. Have a great week. I love you all. Goodbye.
Goodbye.